Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 27, 2024, Wednesday of the Holy Week. It is taken from Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 to 25. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined a table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped in his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the gospel today. To enter death so that man who is dead to sin will have the possibility to be alive again, to rise with Jesus. This is the greatest act of God, the most incomprehensible act of love that has never been experienced in the history of humanity. Even Jesus in his humanity, being a real man as he was a real God, would shudder at the thought of entering death. In the Garden of Olives in Gethsemane, he spent the whole night in prayer, sweating with blood. He would pray to the Father, "Take this cup away from me, but not my will, but your will be done." In the gospel today, he knew the betrayer. He knew Judas. The humanity in him found it very hard to succumb into this betrayal. That's why he said, "The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." It was this most incomprehensible, most profound act of God's love for man that would accomplish the plan of saving men and would restore humanity back to God's kingdom.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.